And relief workers are mobilizing in Haiti after Hurricane Matthew swept through. Aid workers are bracing for the possibility that contaminated floodwaters will lead to another cholera outbreak. Cholera led to the death of thousands of Haitians after a devastating earthquake in 2010.
Now, Hurricane Matthew is down to a Category 3 storm with 125-mile-per-hour winds now. Down is all relative. That's still a powerful storm, and it's expected to hit the Bahamas next tonight before it continues on to the coastal areas of southeastern United States. In Florida, where the storm is expected to hit first, Governor Rick Scott is urging residents to leave, but he has not issued a mandatory evacuation.
The biggest concern I have are people not going to take it seriously. They're not going to get prepared. They're not going to evacuate when they know there's a great chance they're going to evacuate. And then there's going to be people, if we do have evacuation, say, well, I'm going to ride this out. Why would you ever do that?
South Carolina is also bracing for the storm, anticipated to land there on Saturday. Governor Nikki Haley has already issued an evacuation order for more than a million people.
We have decided that we will evacuate all coastal communities, and those coastal communities that we're going to be closing, we ask a couple of things. First of all, fill your car up with fuel.
All right, advice there from the governor. Many in the city of Charleston, South Carolina, have heeded that warning, but they had to deal with long lines at gas stations and traffic backed up for hours leaving the city. A lot of those heading inland are also struggling to find hotel rooms, since rooms have been booked far in advance of Saturday's University of South Carolina, Georgia football game.